Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on January 20th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Indiana won their first ever college football playoff national championship, scoring 27-21 against the University of Miami. Fernando Mendoza scored a touchdown of tremendous proportions that was the highlight of the game, completing a 16-0 season for Indiana. Democratic congressional candidates are purchasing TV ads and broadcasting over the airwaves. Contenders who purchased ads for Illinois' 9th congressional district include Mayor Daniel Biss, State Senator Laura Fine, and Kat Abughazaleh. 16 contenders exist overall within the race for the district. President Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on EU countries as he increased pressure on Denmark to allow the U.S. to take control of Greenland. If the USA were to invade Greenland, Denmark has warned that the North American Treaty Organization, also known as NATO, will cease to exist. 4 shark attacks have occurred on the shores of the Australian state of New South Wales, sparking terror and fear amongst the general Australian public. 3 other attacks also were reported near the Australian city of Sydney. Locals are advised to not swim at closed beaches. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat and our regular broadcasting.